Hello, hello.
Hello.
You are now ready to
break shit
like that man over there.
Satire.
That distinguished horse thief and homicidal maniac.
And the blue goat.
I want you to listen to this music
designed to bring out mental disorder.
This certainly appears to be a warped version of the intent of the Bill of Rights.
Everyone seems to appreciate it, even my mother-in-law.
Our videos are meant to enhance pleasure while exposing you to information on normal sexual variation.
There is fun for everyone, cause it's rude.
Hilarity ensues.
Oh, you want to play, huh?
Okay, let's do it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
check out my butt.
There was a full moon.
Wow.
And now he's taking it apart.
And then we can have a little look inside it.
There's something in here.
And from inside, she heard a voice that said,
I'm walled in here!
A South Korean print shop is the scene of a grisly accident.
As you continue your deep breathing, commit yourself right now.
To do a nude scene here in the United States.
Yes, I shall do it gladly.
In Florida, two detectives held hostage in this pharmacy were
stark naked.
They fucked for hours.
This is loads of fun. We could watch them for hours.
In just 3 hours a week, over 12 weeks,
you can lick and kiss and suck and do whatever you like.
But you fell in love with this right off the bat, didn't you?
Yes, I did!
And this is something that is also a lure to the Satanist.
National news coverage brought the demented crimes of self-styled Satanist and serial murderer
Mr. Candy Wiggle
into public attention. His crimes included
taking his daily nap
in the same bed as the dead body of
Kirk Cameron,
whom he had just killed. He then listened helplessly as
Mr. Candy Wiggle
sodomized
Sarah Palin.
Oh, fuck me, my ass!
Will you stop doing that?
So the musician stopped.
While yet another elderly lady had a pentagram carved on her
19-inch custom series color TV with remote control.
It's pretty.
You stupid idiot.
I guess some people are just smarter than others.
We will now proceed to learn
spells and witchcraft and to serve demon powers and
to always check which items may need to be dry cleaned.
They taught me how to kill someone, a spell, how to kill someone, a spell, how to get someone to lust for me.
We had a lot of spells that you would use to
keep your bicycle thoroughly cleaned and oiled at all vital points.
That's nice.
Knowing that we had that information there in front of us really gave us a sense of power.
Now let's see what we can do to make sure your child is
stabbed repeatedly with the same butcher knives he used to perform satanic rites.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Good, ride's good, it feels good, everything is working.
We're all working constantly to increase the safety of
the genitalia of both men and women.
They would represent for us a terrible danger and deadly menace.
Any time the genitals are exposed,
it is threatening people everywhere.
Never put them in sunlight.
You'll get rid of it.
And that would be nice.
And they want a great big huge knife.
Watch out, he's got a knife!
I'll get him.
Well, that takes care of that.
Where the fuck is Carol?
Cleaning the house.
When a policeman dies,
she became so angry, she
puts down a bottle of furniture cleaner to answer the phone in the kitchen.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Don Johnson.
I've had it! Goodbye!
What did people do before the telephone was invented?
They would strip
the clothes off
members of the Los Angeles police force
and pro-fascist sympathizers
on a show like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
My favorite episode is the one where Robert Petrie goes insane and slaughters his entire family and friends on the Alan Brady Show.
Since our show is all about what's happening today,
we're going to begin the attack
on your children.
Not only children, both boys and girls, but adults as well.
And youth are the chief targets.
What did you say?
Youth are the chief target.
Me? Yes.
Run away and scream.
Oh, yeah. We got him.
Until you can get expert medical care.
You should use a butter knife.
On your buttocks.
Fine. I will!
But it's up that ass up anyway!
I feel better. Thanks.
You're welcome, bitch!
You're welcome to a bloodbath ritual.
You're welcome to come and join me.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Virtually undetectable.
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad. You will die.
Approximately 100 people die each year as a result of
failure to handcuff or improper handcuffing.
And then they say, oh, you're fucked up.
I sure am.
And now, Superman.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Here's the important thing to understand now.
Sometimes it just gets hard to smile through it when they ask you to bend down and grab your ankle.
By golly, I agree with you. I know, and I want
What did you say? You want more music?
Yes!
That's too bad.
Bye.
Bye.